thousands of auto workers chant resistance slogans in front of the iron gates of an idle Renault plant. Hundreds of their colleagues remain barricaded behind the bars in a showdown over better pay and conditions. In defiance of their own labor union, nearly 2 weeks ago, workers laid down their tools after learning that employees at another plant had received a substantial pay increase despite stagnant wages throughout the sector. Tension has long simmered between auto workers and their management-friendly union, Türkmetal Sendikası, says local activist Uyur Kurt.
The thing is, the union here, it's not really trying to fight for the interests of the workers. They are much more with the management of Renault, and they do not respect the needs or the demands of the workers.
Things came to a head May 14th after an entire shift voted to lock themselves in. Many of their colleagues have since camped out on the front lawn, and day-to-day decisions and negotiations are directed by worker-led strike committees. The labor union has been notably absent the entire time. Kurt says that until recently, unions had tried to control the labor force, but that workers are now in open rebellion.
It's a very important experience. It is an experience of direct democracy. Workers, they take all their decisions together. It's a good democracy experience.
Morale remains high as thousands of workers parade and sing, as if at a soccer match. But there is also an emotional toll for those behind the gates. 25-year-old auto worker Hassan is living off food and water brought by friends and family, and has been for nearly 2 weeks. But he says he learned early on that it was better that his children stop visiting the plant.
My own child visited, and she wouldn't look me in the face. I asked, "What's wrong?" And she asked me what I had done wrong to be in this situation. So you cannot even let your children come here.
Workers here earn on average about $570 a month and complain that inflation is creeping up, yet wages remain stagnant. Negotiations are ongoing to address that. In fact, workers here say they were close to a deal with Renault, but the agreement was scuttled at the last minute by the employers' associations, apparently fearful that concessions would create a domino effect of higher wages across the sector. Past unauthorized strikes have been met by police crackdowns and attacks by armed gangs workers claim were directed by their own union. But so far, there's been no violence here. In less than 2 weeks, Turkey's business-friendly AK Party faces one of its toughest electoral challenges after more than a dozen years in power. Many of these workers had been government supporters. 48-year-old mechanic Murat has worked at the plant for 25 years and says the conservative AK Party was once popular here, but that's changing.
The AK Party certainly got most of the votes from workers. It's been the party getting the most votes for more than 10 years now, despite the fact that it's doing less and less for workers.
Strikes have now spread to other manufacturers and plants elsewhere. Workers seeking better pay shut down a Ford motor plant in the city Eskişehir. A number of auto parts suppliers have closed as well. The government warns of economic consequences, and negotiations are continuing. Workers here in Bursa have already rejected a one-off payment of about $380 to go back to work, and they say they're holding out for guarantees that there won't be retaliatory firings for striking workers. Cemalettin Kanituran, head of the local branch of the ruling AK Party, denies that police are being restrained because of political sensitivity.
Turkey is a nation of laws, my friends. Everything is being done according to the law. Whatever is forbidden, the workers will find out. If the employees have broken the laws, then the courts, the prosecutors, will make this clear. Once this decision has been made, they will act accordingly.
Meanwhile, at this plant that usually rolls out 1,200 vehicles a day, the assembly line remains quiet, even if the workers aren't. Employees say they intend to keep up the pressure to win concessions, and it appears that thousands of auto workers across Turkey are digging in for head-on confrontation with their bosses, their government, and their union. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Bursa, Turkey.